The cold specs when the lights, when the city lights dim. KNOM 26 and a half minutes before noon, and we have a little drama there as Catherine Keith comes in. Hey, Danny.
Ken Caduce is literally right behind Catherine Keith. I mean, this is they're literally right behind one another. Catherine Keith, Dan Caduce. Oh, and he's passing her as I speak. He is passing Catherine Keith of Kotzebue. Dan Caduce is in the lead.
And where are you?
I am about a mile out of town by the hospital.
Okay, thanks.
Celebrate it as our official state sport.
19 minutes before 12 o'clock, and Dine in the spotter's vehicle. Dine?
Hey, Rick, I am on the spotter, Catherine Keith, on Front Street, sporting bib number 63. Her dogs are looking great, panting, and she is helping them along, moving along on her way to Front Street. It's a cloudy afternoon. It's been snowing all morning. There are people clapping and cheering. We're passing the post office. There's a guy who gave her a high five, and people taking pictures on the street, and there's so much energy for Catherine Keith of Kotzebue, and she's moving ahead, almost there, almost about to finish the crossing.
It is 18 minutes before 12 o'clock, and we're going to head down to Front Street and Zach Hughes. Zach?
Dan, we're sorry about that, but hey, congratulations. Dan?
Howdy.
Okay, howdy. That's a good cheer right now. So here comes your other competitor right behind you. This is where this race really gets exciting. When you have people coming so close together, switching leads, etc. And now here's Catherine, and she's going to be joined by her daughter, who's coming up to shoot with her. Here they come.
Hey, Rick, can you hear me coming in from Front Street?
Sure can. Go ahead. Take it away.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Come on, guys.
Sorry for all the noise. We're right down at the race chute. There's a helicopter overhead, trucks out, and there's a good showing.
Here we go.
Good showing out here for Catherine Keith and Dan Caduce. Catherine Keith, exuberant
smile. Now here they're all in.
Smiling as she pushes with her ski pole in, beaming in
it
green.
It certainly has been a close one.
And we're down here just getting into the chute, and she's just about to get signed out. Race marshal there with his clipboard. Her dogs look great. They look tired, but they're all here. Really focused, alert. They're looking around. Dan Caduce's dogs also look great. The two teams side by side right now. Dan Caduce is in jackets and cruise right in on Catherine Keith. We're gonna go to her.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Catherine Keith giving hugs all around the race officials. Frost on her hair, on her eyelashes, but smiling, bouncing up and down, exuberant, all over the place.
You've been here a while.
Can you tell us a little bit about your last run?
Yeah.
Leg over.
Ooh, this last one was tough. You know, it was a great run to start off with. The weather was nice, and then when we went down onto the coast, then it was real windy. Although you've heard the story, so high winds.
You were en route to Koyuk for like 24, 25 hours, yeah. Is that right? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that was a tough night too. Out of Shaktulik, we knew that high winds were coming, 45 miles an hour. So we were I was trying to leave early to prevent the worst of it from coming, but I didn't make it in time. So I went to about halfway out, and then there were wind gusts about 60 miles an hour. It was glare ice, so it was just pushing the team all around. It was kind of scary. But there's a shelter cabin there, so I ended up just going to that shelter cabin and hunkering down for about 12 hours and put the dogs in the shelter cabin and waited for daylight to make another go of it. And
And we saw, I mean, were you back there with anyone, or was it just you on your own in that cabin?
Yeah, it was just me. So, good thing I like my own company.
And how does, I know you're like a big triathlon and endurance, I mean, athlete. How does this is your first one. Congratulations so much. But how does this compare to other endurance stuff mentally and physically?
Well, I think this is definitely far more challenging just because there's so many things that are out of your control. You know, the trail conditions, the condition of the dogs, the weather. There's so many variables that you don't play into the triathlon, but I had to work so hard coming in here. I think the triathlon training definitely helps with the dog mushing. Once the dogs get tired, then it's time for the musher to take over, you know?
And how the dogs do? I mean, are you proud of them, or do they do well for you in the, throughout this race?
Oh, I'm way proud. I mean, they made it. They made it here, and, you know, you always have expectations of placing higher, but at the end of the day, you know, we made it, and a lot of teams didn't, so I feel real fortunate that we made it to the finish line, and I'm definitely proud of the dogs. They got me here, so...
And my last question is just, what was your favorite part of the race? Where were you happiest, and what was your kind of most exuberant moment on this trail?
Oh, gosh. Lots of exuberant moments just because there are so many thrilling portions of the trail. Every time I got to the end of one, I did a little jig, you know. But there was one favorite moment at the old women's shelter cabin between, you know, Cleet and Shaq Tulik, and I got to spend about 6 or 7 hours there. And I just thought it was a beautiful place getting to camp out with the dogs. And then there are definitely some big climbs coming in here once we got to the coast. And so it's surprising when the dogs are really climbing up the hills, you get to the top. It's just such a good feeling at the top of the mountain. You can see all around you. So those moments are always real thrilling. Just like climbing a mountain, you always get to be real proud.
And is this your daughter?
No.
No.
She's disappeared.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the incredible race, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was Catherine Keith, and as we're still here in the race chute, the dogs are laying down. Her dogs are, her wheel dogs look great. They're still up. They're looking around. They looks like they have finished their treats already. Their booties are coming off. And Dan Caduce's string is a little bit longer than Catherine Keith's. He has 2, 4, 6, 8. It looks like 11 dogs. I'm trying to count. There's a lot of people here. And Catherine's, it looks like, is about 8. But they look great. People are down on their knees petting them. The dogs seem curious and eager for all the attention. Dan Caduce's dogs are heading out. He's back up on his sled, riding out of the chute. And he looks just so much physical confidence tanking out. It looks like he never lost a step and didn't just travel for 1,000 miles. But we're here, and it's a good crowd. People seem happy, and you know, this was such a close race at the end, and they sped up so much that I had trouble. I was running down as fast as I could, and Catherine Keith just came cruising off the ice ramp and up onto Front Street, and just has stopped smiling since she got here. She was not exaggerating when she mentioned doing a little jig. She was hopping up and down. Seems like she still has energy. Still has. Just a lot to give, and just very proud and very happy to have run this race. John Baker's here in the chute. Pete Kaiser standing across, looking over at Catherine Keith's dogs. I think I see Scott Jansen a little further away. So there are mushers who are turned out here too to see what turned into basically a foot race for the last for the race to 30. Which, you know, is the last moneyed spot, but I don't think that had very much to do with these mushers pushing through. So, Rick, back to you in the studio. It's a beautiful scene. Snow falling. This is exactly the kind of finish I was hoping to see in this race. Just a beaming, smiling, exuberant musher with tired but healthy-looking dogs, strong-looking dogs, ready for a rest, ready for a nap. But I would be too after all they've done. And I guess back to you. It's just great down here.
Okay, thanks, Zach. And again, thank you to the KOTZ audience that joined us for that finish. Catherine Keith, edged out by Dan Caduce, and just to such a short distance there. He just barely nipped her to take 30th position, and Catherine Keith in 31st. Again, thank you and welcome to the KOTZ audience. We hope you have a great day. 10 minutes now before 12 o'clock. Again, thanks for listening to KNOM.